to listen to my tale of woe.
Sarah Martin was one of several classic lady blues singers. You know, in the very early days of the blues, this would be in the 20s, it was the ladies that got out and sang in vaudeville and with orchestras. Sarah Martin was one of those ladies, along with Mamie Smith, Ida Cox. Her golden years were really from about 1922 to 1928.
I feel myself sinking slow.
The Kentuckiana Blues Society and the National Jug Band Jubilee are collaborating on a project to place a headstone on the unmarked grave of Sarah Martin. The Louisville native was one of the most popular blues singers of her time, and her recordings are considered to be the first jug band recordings ever made. Keith Clements is on the board of directors for the Kentuckiana Blues Society and one of its founding members. Clements says Martin made more than 100 recordings during her career. Many also admired her for her impressive stage presence.
She would come out with beautiful gowns and often change during the course of her acts into different gowns. And she had a great stage presence. Somebody said, you know, we kind of see her smile flash even more when she sings. So she actually had 7 diamonds that were set in her teeth. So they did sparkle when she did sing.
Martin's career peaked in the 1920s, and she recorded with many other great blues and jazz musicians, including Sylvester Webster, Fats Waller, and W.C. Handy. Martin's career stopped suddenly when she lost her voice during a performance. Taking it as a divine warning, Martin quit singing the blues and returned to Louisville to become a gospel singer and manage a nursing home. Martin passed away on May 24, 1955, at the age of 70, and is buried in an unmarked grave in the Louisville Cemetery.
It was formed back in 1886 as an African-American cemetery. It's open to anybody now. But besides Sarah Martin, there's other musicians that are buried there. And we hope to kind of have a little tour of some of the other grave sites. Louisville's got sort of the tradition of being the center of jug bands because it was a river town and the derby and lots of partying going on.
So far, more than half has been raised of the $2,000 needed for Martin's headstone. Clements says the headstone will be a fitting monument to the singer.
On the front of it, it's going to have her name prominently featured, and on this shiny black granite, it'll show an etching of her kind of in the pose of singing with her hands outstretched and her head back and wearing this beautiful gown. Also on the front is the date of her birth, the date of her death, and then below that is the classic blues singer. And then you might say a title that she was given. She was known as the famous Moanin' Mama.
Sarah Martin's headstone dedication ceremony will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday, September 19th at the Louisville Cemetery. The project is a collaboration between the National Jug Band Jubilee and the Kentuckiana Blues Society, preserving, promoting, and perpetuating the blues. I'm Paul Inchcott, reporting for Morehead State Public Radio.
Oh, death, please sting me and take me out of my misery.